Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors is taking what's described as a first step toward police oversight with formation of a Sheriff's Advisory Council. That was discussed during the October 29th Board of Supervisors meeting in an update on how the county is following through on a grand jury recommendation for a Citizens Oversight Committee. A working group made up of Supervisors Natalie Arroyo and Michelle Bushnell, County Administrative Officer Alicia Hayes, and Sheriff Billy Hansel have met and agreed that an advisory group should be formed. Hansel has said an oversight committee is unnecessary. The advisory council would have more limited public involvement, but its work will include review of what a written staff report describes as critical incidents and researching how oversight groups operate in other counties. The formation of the council and some doubts about the need for it were discussed in this exchange between Board Chair Rex Bone and Hayes.
So the sheriff's recommending that he put a committee together, right? Or
a council.
A council.
Yeah, sure. An advisory council.
Yeah.
Which would be comprised of up to 7 members. The sheriff's oversight working group, which is the 4 of us, as previously mentioned, would vet the candidates to sit on that council and then bring forward those recommendations to your board.
Okay. And the sheriff will work within those, he doesn't have a problem working within those parameters.
The council was the sheriff's idea.
Okay. And why, I'm just wondering if we keep going down the road, why we wouldn't embrace that, because he's elected, it just seems like we're stepping, you know, there are so many avenues, and we have the grand jury, we've got the critical response team, we've got, I know Eureka's does really well. I saw their consultant said, we're doing a really great job, hire us for another year. So I'm just wondering why we wouldn't follow the sheriff's guidance on this.
Arroyo responded to Bone's question, explaining what the council will advise on, including how oversight could work should an election ballot measure on one be advanced.
Internal process, investigations, matters that can be disclosed with confidentiality, of course, in a that type of setting. And, you know, it offers the opportunity to get a little bit of outside input outside the law enforcement space, but still, you know, it's not the same thing as what the grand jury recommended. So it's a step in the direction of, you know, seeing about some additional input on process and procedure and taking in that advice and building connections in the community. And that would also help to inform what other processes could look like how they go about ensuring confidentiality, what can and can't be, you know, shared with members that aren't in the department, community members who aren't in the department. So the sheriff recommended it, and the ad hoc supported it, and the evaluation of other alternatives would help us in case the voters were ever to initiate a sheriff's oversight group, or in case the board were ever to do that in the future. So we'd have information about the timeline and the costs that other counties have faced. So we're going to continue to explore that. So the recommendation is to embrace the sheriff's suggestion and to go forward with additional information gathering.
Supervisor Steve Madrone supports formation of an oversight committee. Naming the recent police response to anti-Israel protests at Cal Poly Humboldt as an example, he said citizens' oversight is useful and the advisory council should be seen as a prelude to one.
I think this is a great first step, but it won't satisfy myself and I believe a lot of the public in regards to wanting to have a deeper oversight into critical incidents, so that we can learn from them and improve. And from all the data I've seen, that process in particular really helps build the public trust for our law enforcement agencies. So again, I look forward to the work of your working group and the outcome of investigation into pros and cons and costs and all those things. And I said this before, but I'm not sure that we can afford not to have this kind of group, even if it costs us money to hire a consultant who is expert in this realm to do that, because we have a lot of lawsuits and they cost a tremendous amount of money. And if we can reduce that amount of liability by improving our practices, that's a great thing. And if it improves public trust in our law enforcement agencies, that's a great thing. So thank you for your work. I look forward to further discussions.
Only receiving the update was up for a vote, which was unanimous, with Bushnell absent. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.